Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
and one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in the Each Winning Project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo! On 25th, 27th September of 2015 in New York City, United States of America, more than 115 world leaders gathered on United Nations headquarters in New York to adopt an ambitious new sustainable development agenda. 2015 presents historic and untreated opportunity to bring the countries and cities the world together to decide to embark on new paths to improve the lives of people everywhere.
In this podcast, we are going to speak about peace, justice, and the institutions that support and protect the rights of citizens, which are the foundations of sustainable development. This goal is all about ensuring our communities, government, and institutions protect and promote inclusion and respect towards people of all backgrounds. Here we are with Anne, the director of the project, Tom, the mayor of New York, and Jerry, the police boss. Let's start with the first question. Where did it begin?
Many of the basic ideas that became a part of the human rights movements were developed in the aftermath of the Second World War, and the events of the Holocaust, resulting in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in Paris by the United Nations General Assembly in 1948.
Who and what are affected?
When it comes to trafficking or illegal trading of humans, women and children are often the most vulnerable to exploitation. Trafficking is a violation of human rights and commanded by international conventions. Police action and effective security and judicial systems are needed to effectively investigate and prosecute traffickers and help victims.
Of the 197 countries in the world, how many were considered to be at peace in 2016?
10th in 2016 only Boston, Chile, Costa Rica, Japan, Mauritius, Panama, Qatar, Switzerland, Uruguay, and Vietnam were freed of all conflicts, and the situation is tending to worse in countries at war.
What do US, Russia, China, and the United Kingdom and France have in common?
They are the countries that finance peace and war the most in the world. In 2016, these countries were the 5 biggest arms sellers in the world, while also being among the most significant contributors to the UN peacekeeping budget, along with Japan and Germany.
Which institutions are most affected by corruption in the world?
Justice and the police. Corruption forms an obstacle to sustainable and inclusive development, resulting in unequal treatment of criticism and the lack of public trust in institutions and representatives.
How many children live in regions threatened by conflict?
The number of children in war is estimated at 2.2 billion of world, 1.9 billion live in the developing countries, and 600 million suffer from poverty, 15 million are directly affected by war, and 13 million are no longer able to go to school due to conflict in the Middle East alone.
What does fair trade offer producers?
Fair trade is commercial partnership based in the dialogue, transparency, and respect. The aim is to achieve great fairness in global trade. It contributes to sustainable development by offering better training conditions and guaranteeing the rights of marginalized products at work and workers. Fair trade organizations undertake to support producers, raise awareness and campaign for change in the rules and practice of convention international trade.
One last question. How many children aged 6 to 17 live in a country where corporal punishment is not completely banned at school.
732 million children, or 1 in 2 children age 6 to 17 in a country that does not complete being a corporal punishment at school.
This is all for today. Thank you for this information and for spending time with us. See you soon.